Job chapter 31. I promise myself never to stare with desire at young women. God all-powerful punishes men who do that. In fact, God sends disaster on all who sin, and he keeps a close watch on everything I do. I am not dishonest or deceitful, and I beg God to prove my innocence. If I have disobeyed him, or even wanted to, then others can eat my harvest and uproot my crops. If I have desired someone's wife and chased after her, then let some stranger steal my wife from me. If I took someone's wife, it would be a horrible crime, sending me to destruction and my crops to the flames. When my servants complained against me, I was fair to them. Otherwise, what answer would I give to God when he judges me? After all, God is the one who gave life to each of us before we were born. I have never cheated widows or others in need, and I have always shared my food with orphans. Since the time I was young, I have cared for orphans and helped widows. I provided clothes for the poor, and I was praised for supplying woolen garments to keep them warm. If I have ever raised my arm to threaten an orphan, then the power was mine. I hope that arm will fall from its socket. I could not have been abusive. I was terrified at the thought that God might punish me. I have never trusted the power of wealth or taken pride in owning many possessions. I have never openly or secretly worshipped the sun or moon. Such horrible sins would have deserved punishment from God. I have never laughed when my enemies were struck by disaster. Neither have I sinned by asking God to send down on them a curse of death. No one ever went hungry at my house, and travelers were always welcome. Many have attempted to hide their sins from others, but I refused, and the fear of public disgrace never forced me to keep silent about what I had done. Why doesn't God all-powerful listen and answer? If God has something against me, let him speak up, or put it in writing. Then I would hear his charges on my clothes and forehead, and with my head held high, I would tell him everything I had ever done. I have never mistreated the land I farmed and made it mourn, nor have I cheated my workers and caused them pain. If I had, I would pray for weeds instead of wheat to grow in my fields. After saying these things, Job was silent.